What's up, everyone? Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. You know, that little battlefield raging inside our heads every day, the one where we fight procrastination, stress, and all those sneaky gremlins that try to derail our goals. Today we're tackling a topic that's absolutely crucial for winning that mental war: creating healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? You know that feeling. When your inbox is overflowing, your schedule is packed tighter than a clown car, and you're running on fumes? That's a classic sign of boundary burnout. Let me tell you, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or saying no to everything. It's about protecting your energy, time, and sanity, the very things you need to be successful and truly happy. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a precious garden. You wouldn't just throw open the gates and let anyone trample all over your flowers, right? Boundaries are the fences and hedges that keep your garden thriving, allowing you to cultivate what matters most. So, buckle up, because we're about to dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build those strong, unshakable boundaries and reclaim your power. Takeaway T1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries, you need to understand your own needs, values, and limits. What energizes you? What drains you? What are your non-negotiables? Take some time for self-reflection, journal, meditate, or just spend some quiet time getting to know yourself better. This is your foundation, your bedrock. Takeaway 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know what you need, it's time to communicate those boundaries clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to say no when necessary. Practice using phrases like, "I appreciate the offer, but I'm unable to commit right now," or, "That request falls outside my current workload." Remember, being assertive doesn't mean being aggressive. It's about expressing your needs respectfully and confidently. Takeaway E3. Start small. Setting boundaries can feel daunting at first, so start small. Maybe you decide to turn off notifications during work hours or set aside dedicated me time each day. Build up gradually, experimenting with different boundaries until you find what works best for you. Takeaway Number 4. Be consistent. This is where the real magic happens. Consistency is key when it comes to setting boundaries. Don't give in every time someone pushes back or tries to guilt you. Stick to your guns, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. The more consistent you are, the stronger those boundaries will become. Takeaway 5. Prioritize self-care. Setting boundaries is not about being rigid. It's about creating space for self-care. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Read a book, go for a walk, meditate, or spend time with loved ones. Remember, taking care of yourself is essential to building healthy boundaries and living a balanced life. Think about that friend who's always there for everyone but never takes time for themselves. You know the type. They're constantly exhausted, stressed, and resentful. That's what happens when we don't set boundaries. On the other hand, picture someone who knows their limits, communicates clearly, and prioritizes self-care. They radiate confidence, joy, and a sense of inner peace. That's the power of healthy boundaries. Now, let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're working on a big project at work, but your inbox is constantly blowing up with emails from colleagues who need your attention for non-urgent matters. You feel overwhelmed and start to sacrifice your sleep and personal time to keep up. Sounds familiar? Here's where boundaries come in. You could set an email schedule, checking and responding to messages only at specific times during the day, like 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Then, politely let colleagues know that you're focused on your project during other hours and will respond promptly during those scheduled times. Boom! You've created a clear boundary that protects your time and energy while still being professional and responsive. So, my friends, remember this. Setting boundaries isn't about saying no to life. It's about saying yes to a more balanced, fulfilling, and ultimately happier you. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one small boundary you can implement today. Maybe it's silencing notifications during dinner, or dedicating 30 minutes each morning for quiet reflection. Celebrate those wins. Remember, you're in control of your life and your energy. Don't let anyone else dictate your terms. Keep that mental battlefield clean, set those boundaries strong, and crush procrastination like the Spartan warrior you are. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and never stop conquering.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.